2011, there were more than 22,000 new cases of brain and other nervous system cancers in the U.S., with 13,000 deaths associated with them. But with the development of increasingly minimally invasive procedures and techniques, the field of neurosurgery is making revolutionary strides in the treatment of these life-threatening disorders. Joining us this morning to share his unique perspective on the field of neurosurgery and the newest treatment options available is Dr. Lawrence Chin, the new chairman of the Department of Neurosurgery at Upstate Medical University and University Hospital. Dr. Chin comes to Upstate from his most recent post as the neurosurgeon-in-chief at Boston Medical Center and professor and chair of neurosurgery at Boston University School of Medicine. Before moving to Boston, Dr. Chin served as residency program director and medical director of the Gamma Knife Center and the Maryland Brain Tumor Center at the University of Maryland, and his clinical and research accomplishments reflect his expertise in surgery for brain tumors, aneurysms, and vascular malformations, and in stereotactic radiosurgery. Well, that's a big word, isn't it? Welcome, Dr. Chin.
Thank you.
Help us understand, just very briefly before we get into things, stereotactic radiosurgery, what is that?
Stereotactic radiosurgery is a means of treating abnormalities in the brain and actually now in the spine and other parts of the body as well, using focused beams of radiation. So, for instance, the Gamma Knife is a form of stereotactic radiosurgery, and you use multiple small beams, all focused on a single point, and that allows you to deliver a high dose of radiation with very little radiation going to the surrounding normal tissue.
That's incredibly exciting because it means basically you don't end up opening the person up and cutting into them, is that correct?
That's right. The knife in the term Gamma Knife is really figurative. It doesn't, there's no actual knife. There isn't any pain. It's like getting an x-ray. And so it allows us to treat abnormalities deep in the brain or the spine without any discomfort on the patient's part and with causing minimal damage to the normal tissue.
Well, it's very exciting that you decided to join us for all of this expertise that you offer. How long have you been with us here in Syracuse?
Well, I've been here about a month now.
Yeah, and so far, so good?
So far, it's been great.
Yeah.
There hasn't been any snow yet, so.
Now, but you came from Boston, so you know what snow can be.
Yes, I do.
And I think last winter, as I recall, they had pretty snowy winter in Boston.
Yes, we had a lot of snow.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, they don't know what to do with the snow, so it just piles up.
You'll find here in Syracuse, we're very expert at handling snow.
I'm sure of that.
It really won't interfere. So tell us a little bit more about what neurosurgeons can treat these days.
Well, neurosurgeons treat any abnormality of what we call the central nervous system or the peripheral nervous system. So that means the brain, the spinal cord, the skull, and the spine, which surround the brain and spinal cord, and also the nerves in your arms and legs. And so really, neurosurgeons go to every single part of the body because every part of your body has a nerve. But we typically treat most commonly brain tumors. We treat vascular abnormalities of the brain, such as aneurysms or vascular malformations. We treat spinal problems, for instance, disc herniations, stenosis, which is a problem where the spine narrows and pinches the nerves. We treat trauma, so bleeds in the brain from falls, accidents, fractures of the skull, fractures of the spine. We treat pediatric problems, so childhood diseases, brain tumors, hydrocephalus, which is a common problem in children where there's too much fluid or water in the brain. Another area that's very exciting in neurosurgery is what we call functional neurosurgery, and that's treating things like Parkinson's disease, where patients may have movement abnormalities, and there are devices that we can implant that can modulate and make it easier for patients to get around and move.
I have some personal experience with that. My brother-in-law actually has Parkinson's and had two deep stem implantations or if that's the right terminology.
Right, deep brain stimulation,
yes.
DBS.
And his whole life has changed. I mean, he was really almost housebound, and now he's golfing and living a very, very full, much fuller life than we ever expected. So that is an incredible revolutionary breakthrough, I think.
Well, it's really a tremendous... it's a tremendous way for patients to get helped, but it also is a real indication of how medicine is working together these days, because it takes a neurology team and a neurosurgery team to come together to treat a patient like that in order to give them the best result. And also it combines the research and the science behind understanding movement disorders and how we can affect that with devices. And so it's a beautiful story for patients and a great model for medicine.
It seems like a very exciting time to be in medicine from the perspective that I'm hearing from so many people who come through and talk to us on HealthLink on Air, because as you said, there's a real joining across these disciplines and with the effort all obviously to direct, you know, to the best outcome for the patient. But in all areas of medicine today, there's that sense of collaboration, and I think with great results, as you've just described.
So. Well, I'm very proud of the fact that of joining Upstate, because one of the pillars of this university is neuroscience. And I think that with advances in neuroscience and the research that comes with that, that will benefit patients through specialists in neurology and neurosurgery, where we can apply these new advances in exciting ways.
And the whole idea also of the kind of bench to bedside research that's being done, where the research is being directed maybe at first in the lab, is taken right into the patient and can really to their greater effect, you know, to benefit them. So that's
absolutely
very exciting things. Well, we have to take a short break. We'll be right back with more from Dr. Chin. I'm Linda Cohen. This is HealthLink on Air, FM News Radio 106.9 and 570 WSYR. Welcome back to HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen, along with my guest, Dr. Lawrence Chin, the new chair of the Department of Neurosurgery at Upstate Medical University. And we're talking about none other than neurosurgery. Well, before the break, we were talking about some of the incredible things that now can be done by neurosurgeons, including in functional neurosurgery. But you have some very specific areas of expertise. Tell us about those.
Well, I've always been very interested in figuring out ways to do neurosurgery that cause less injury to patients. As you can imagine, going into the brain can be very traumatic, or going into the spine. So I've really looked for techniques where we're minimally invasive. And so I've applied these in a couple of areas. One is in the area of brain tumor surgery, and one is in the area of spine. In spine, over the last 4 or 5 years, I actually developed a new technique of treating spinal stenosis, which is a critical narrowing of the area around the nerves in the spine.
And it can be very debilitating. I, for one, have known a number of people as they age who can be very limited in their mobility as a result of that.
It's actually for adults, as we all get older, one of the most common problems. It causes back pain, it causes leg pain, causes difficulty with walking. And patients with those kinds of symptoms may benefit from this type of procedure. And what I do is I've developed a technique for approaching the spine without disturbing any of the muscle surrounding the spine. So this really reduces postoperative pain. So after the surgery, the patients have very little pain and therefore don't require much pain medication. They can get up right away and move around. And we can go in and actually remove some of the critical portions of the extra bone and the ligaments that are squeezing the nerves in the spine, and give good leg and sometimes back pain relief.
Wow. And you've had good success, obviously.
Yeah, we've had excellent success. In fact, I published a year ago a paper that described our initial experience with a number of patients using this technique, and I'm very, very happy with the results.
And you've brought it here to Upstate, basically.
Absolutely.
This capability.
This is something that I can offer patients, and I think people will be very happy with their results.
Now, you also did something with brain tumor. You ran some kind of a clinic that was multidisciplinary with brain tumors?
Yeah, at really the two places I've been before at Upstate, in Boston and also in Baltimore, the University of Maryland, I ran a multidisciplinary brain tumor group. I've always been very interested in the treatment of brain tumors and have experience doing investigational therapies for tumors, as well as brain surgery, and also using the endoscope and minimally invasive techniques for getting into the brain.
I've been reading more and more about this direction within surgery, and even within some fields of medicine, using endoscopy, using the endoscope, to do these kinds of treatments without actually doing these major open procedures, this big surgical cuts and all the months and length of time for recovery that's required.
That's right. This has been a recent area of revolution in neurosurgery. One of my interests is surgery of the pituitary gland and tumors in and around the pituitary region. And we can actually approach these tumors with an endoscope without having to make any cuts on the head or even in the lips or in the nose by using a scope.
And how does the scope, just for the sake of our listening audience, how does that done? Is it goes through the nasal passage or something, or through the throat?
Right. That's right. This thin scope goes actually through the nose into the back of the nose. And in Boston, I published a paper where we used a thin carbon dioxide laser, which is a new development, something that hasn't been available in the past to neurosurgeons, where we can actually, it's very flexible, and we can put it in through the nose and actually make very precise cuts getting into the back of the nose and to the base of the skull.
In that case, for the pituitary type of
exactly.
tumors.
Exactly. So for pituitary tumors or even tumors on the base of the skull, for instance, meningiomas can be treated in some cases using just the endoscope without having to do conventional brain surgery where we have to cut and take off a piece of the skull. It's made a tremendous difference for patients that have this kind of problem.
It's amazing. And you say there's less damage and also a faster recovery.
Absolutely.
Is that right?
Because there are fewer incisions to heal from. We don't, in some cases, have to retract the brain out of the way, so there's less injury to the brain. It takes an operation that sometimes can take a week or longer to recover from, and sometimes patients can go home within a couple of days.
That's amazing. So you're saying the difference between a whole week of recovery from to a couple of days, and they're basically back to their life.
Absolutely.
That's amazing. Now, the Gamma Knife is something that's been around for a while here at Upstate, but you have some very specific expertise with the Gamma Knife. Let's go back and tell us a little bit more about what it does.
Sure.
What you've done.
Well, the Gamma Knife is a tool that uses very small beams of radiation that you don't feel, and it's kind of like using a magnifying glass. A magnifying glass can take the sunlight and focus it to a single point, and you can make little burns with that, right? And the Gamma Knife is exactly the same. You focus the beams of radiation to a single point, and you can damage an area, or in the case of a tumor, you can damage the tumor and treat it and make it disappear by focusing the beams in very, very precise in a very precise manner. I've been treating patients with Gamma Knife now 17 years. I've done 1,500 of these kinds of procedures, and it's very safe, very effective, and it's a way of doing surgery in patients without actually having to put them through surgery.
I think, once again, that's amazing. I think, as I said, these trends to do this kind of minimally invasive or non-invasive procedure on some things that would have required very, very extensive surgery is amazing. I mean, we have so much to look forward to going forward with all of these wonderful breakthroughs. Tell me, with the Gamma Knife, What kinds of patients do you see? I mean, what kinds of patients can get Gamma Knife therapy as opposed to open surgery?
Well, it's excellent for tumors in the brain. Now, we can't treat very, very large tumors because if it's large, then you're not really focusing the radiation anymore. But relatively small tumors, patients with metastases, which are tumors from other parts of the body, those are excellent candidates. Certain benign tumors, meningiomas, pituitary tumors, acoustic tumors, which are on the hearing nerve, those are very well treated with the Gamma Knife. Also, blood vessel abnormalities, vascular malformations, can be very effectively treated. These can be very, very dangerous surgeries, and they can be treated without surgery in some cases using the Gamma Knife.
So they're all really life-saving procedures. I mean,
absolutely.
Basically.
Another disease that's very common that is oftentimes difficult to treat is trigeminal neuralgia, which is a very painful condition of the face that is can be absolutely debilitating to
and
patients.
And that involves their
involves the trigeminal nerve, and it causes a painful spasm and is common, especially as in older patients. The Gamma Knife is a way of treating trigeminal neuralgia without having to do surgery again, and in some cases can be very effective.
And these are guided, again, how do you know where to go? I mean, you, what kinds of radiologic or other studies do you do before?
Well, you can do a CAT scan, or in most cases we do an MRI scan. And so that gives us a three-dimensional map of the brain, which we can pinpoint with less than 1 millimeter accuracy. So extremely precise, we can focus the beam exactly where we want it to go.
It's really amazing. I mean, like I said, it's very exciting, all of these breakthroughs and all of these procedures that, now have taken so much of the pain, it seems to me, or the length of recovery out of the picture. Well, obviously you've had a lot of experience in all of these things, but now you're coming here to Upstate. What are some of your thoughts or plans for your hopes for the Department of Neurosurgery here in the little bit of time we have left?
Well, I think that the Upstate Neurosurgery Program has a tremendous, long, distinguished history. And I'm very proud to be part of that tradition here. I think that moving forward, I really believe that our department is going to be a leader in terms of treatment of these types of brain tumors, blood vessel abnormalities, and trauma, in diseases of the spine. All of the neurosurgeons on the faculty are really experts in their field, I'm very happy to just be part of this team and to move forward and to really provide the best service for for the citizens of Central New York and beyond.
The larger region, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, you have obviously a huge asset, and we're so thrilled that you've been able to join us here in Central New York. And I look forward to hearing many, many, many good and exciting things that are going to be coming, forward from the Department of Neurosurgery. And I thank you so much for coming in. Dr. Lawrence Chin, the new chair of the Department of Neurosurgery at Upstate Medical University, we're so fortunate to have you here in Central New York. We have to take a short break, but we'll be right back, so please stay there. I'm Linda Cohen. This is HealthLink on Air, FM News Radio 106.9 and 570 WSYR.